Gracious God, open our eyes, ears, mind, and spirit. As we listen to your word, let us wait for Jesus Christ, who is our living hope and light. And let us live as the light of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning again. How's your Thanksgiving? Was it good? Yeah. I hope you, all of you, had a blessed Thanksgiving with your family. Now Thanksgiving season is ended and new season has begun. I mean, as you see, the beautiful Christmas trees and all the decoration in our sanctuary, the Advent season has started. So one more time, I really thank you so much for all your help and work yesterday. It was so beautiful, our sanctuary, and I was really enjoyed work with you together. You know what, the music was on with my cell phone and everybody like following the music and humming and singing, and Christine danced and we worked together so beautifully. So I really appreciate all your work. And yesterday and today, right now, I feel like Christmas is already here, right? So because of your hard work, our sanctuary is now festive for the season. But more than just being pretty, our decoration offer a liturgical purpose. They remind us that the season of Advent has begun, the start of the new church year, and help draw us into the awe and wonder of preparing the Christmas. And I should let you know that Advent proclaims a hope that God will bring about new life, the kind of life that comes in a newborn baby in a manger and leads to all of creation being restored to right relationship with God. And the birth of the Savior, you know, He is our Savior to come. So, but Advent isn't just about the sweet little baby in a manger who was promised long ago. There is another arrival at play for us as Christians, that is the second coming of Christ. So in Advent, we recognize that we are living between Advent or comings and are called to embrace the expectation for the time when Christ will indeed return to the earth and fulfill the promise proclaimed by Isaiah. So today, we begin the Advent with the prophet Isaiah's words, who invites us on the journey, saying, "Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." So first of all, let me give you some information about the backgrounds of Isaiah and his time. So as you know, Isaiah is the prophet and prophet of God. He lived in a terrible time for God's church. God's plan was to bring his people into the lands of Palestine to establish the city of Jerusalem as their capital and erect a kingdom from which in time the true king, the promised Savior, would come. This king was to accomplish the great mission of his life in Jerusalem, where he would be crucified and buried and would rise from the dead. So during the time, during the days of Isaiah, probably the 7th century BC, some 700 years before Christ King was born, the people of God turned away from him and went to force God for help. Their king, Ahaz, even went to the king of Assyria for help instead of God. So because of their sins, God handed his people over to their enemies, who occupied their territory and worshipped idols in their temple and carried off their women and children into captivity. So the nation of Israel, God's people, were scattered and captured. I mean the conquered and hopeless. In this situation, in this setting of gloom, Isaiah, the prophet, received a vision. Sometimes God would speak directly to his people, his prophet, to give them a dream. And Isaiah received a special spiritual dream where God talks to him directly, showing him these striking and exciting words. So in the last days, the highest among the mountains raised above the hills, all nations will stream to it. God told his people that his church, the mountain of the Lord's temple, would be established and raised above all other mountains of the in the world. So in the last days, which means Jesus is coming, the second coming, right? And you know what? Isaiah is known as the poet of light, offering powerful imagery of light and life, even as he condemns the current priorities of his people, God's people. So in these and other images, the prophet Isaiah offers a vision of a new heaven and a new earth, prompting the people of God to look ahead to the future and imagine the world of God's reign. So what is kingdom of God look like? And what if the reign of God is here? Something like that. So the Isaiah foretell about that, the future. So his first image features people of all nations coming to the mountain of God and joining together. And through the next verse, we can see the second image. So if you see the verse 4, nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. The very thing that separate and divide are no more, and no more weapons, no more war. It should be peaceful and hopeful, right? So no more war, no more terror, no more gun violence, or no more hatred in this world. They should be the kingdom of God. And more importantly, in verse 5, Isaiah calls us out of the darkness. He says, "Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord." So the words of the prophet are meant to fill us with hope, the hope that God's word will be enacted, like what has been promised that will indeed come true. So also in this invitation means that we should come away from the darkness and move into the marvelous light of God's words and love. So here, the darkness is a condition of guilt and sin. So Isaiah invites us to come away from our sins. How can we wash away our sins? Only through Jesus Christ. So Christ Jesus died to wash away our sins, and he brought the light with him. We should remember that the Son of God died to bring us into the light. And you may know that Helen Keller, she was born of deaf and blind and unable to speak. One day, a teacher brought the light, put thought in her eyes, meaning in a pain-filled life. And she was turned away from darkness. So Jesus also brought light from heaven to eyes that had never seen. It means yours and mine. So we don't have to stay in the guilt and condemnation of the darkness of sin. So we can find deliverance through Jesus Christ in light. So brothers and sisters, Advent season. Advent it declares that God's light is coming into the world, just as it did so long ago in Bethlehem. So our job is to be awake and ready and looking and listening for it to be revealed to us. So as Isaiah invites us to look for God's light and seek to follow it, why don't you walk together with God and live in the light with Christ? May the hope of the prophet light our way as we go up to the mountain of the Lord together. And may we learn God's ways, and may we walk in his path. So let us walk in the light of the Lord all together. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for your word, your guidance, and your precious gifts for the world, Jesus Christ. He is a true light for the darkness of the world. Help us walk with him and live in him, so that let us be the light of the world. Also, as we prepare for the newborn baby, let us keep following the way of light with expectation and hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.